Israel, new upsurge of anti-Netanyahu democracy protests. The 12th of July 2023 protest at Ben Gurion Airport on the 3rd of July. Photo, Yazidi protest at Ben Gurion Airport on the 3rd of July. Photo, Yazidi Amnon Cohen, Committee for a Workers' International. After 27 weeks of mass demonstrations, the anti-Netanyahu democracy movement is experiencing a new upsurge, with daily protests outside the homes of MKs, members of parliament, as well as thousands demonstrating in Ben Gurion Airport, and talk of a new general strike. The Israel State Forces assault invasion of Jenin refugee camp, killing 12 Palestinians, was a transparent attempt to detract from, and head off, the protests. But it did not stop this process. Tel Aviv Police Chief Ami Esht, who has led a relatively restrained approach to policing the protests, resigned on the 5th of July. He was effectively forced out by ultra-right Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who was demanding more brutal policing. Esht told a TV press conference, "I pay an unbearable price for my choice to prevent a civil war. But elements of civil war are developing." Esht's resignation was met with thousands of demonstrators blocking the main Eilat motorway, and clashing with police, who used water cannons, injuring a dozen protesters, including one Udi Ori, an Air Force pilot who required eye surgery. A right-wing motorist drove his car at high speed into the crowd, injuring two more protesters. Udi Ori was the opening speaker in the mass Saturday rally in Tel Aviv 3 days later. Setting the tone, he said that, if he ends up losing his eye, it will be a small price to pay for defending democracy. 180,000 protesters attended, and representatives of the doctors and students announced a strike on the 11th of July, if the government passes the next stage of its legal reforms. A tech CEO also announced that the tech companies will shut down, and encourage their staff to join the demos. A large demonstration is planned at the airport that afternoon. A retail conglomerate has announced that it will shut down its shopping malls. And Yair Lapid has called on the Histadrut Trade Union Federation to call a general strike. The leaders of the protest movement have announced that they plan to intensify the protests and move them to the next level, described by protest leader Skema Bressler as impolite protests. Thousands of army veterans held an all-night protest outside the home of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, calling on him to speak out against Netanyahu's attacks on democratic rights, as he did in March. Elite Army and Navy Reserve units have again announced that they will refuse to serve if the High Court's powers are curtailed. But there is a lack of discussion about what the demands of the movement are. At the previous Saturday demonstration, members of the Brothers in Arms Military Veterans Group physically attacked members of the anti-occupation bloc who unfurled a sign saying, "It is obligatory to resist settler terror." Protest leaders have argued that raising the occupation is a divisive detraction, and that the protests need to focus on the main aims. But there is no clarity what the main aims of the movement are, what its demands are, and what, concretely, it means by the slogan Democratia. The protest leaders have set up an organization to mobilize the core of activists and stewards called Kaplan Force, and thousands have answered the call to join, donned its t-shirts, turned up to its actions, and joined its WhatsApp groups. But only administrators are allowed to post messages on these groups, with no explanation of who these administrators are, and how they were appointed. There are no forums where members can discuss the tactics, the strategy, and the demands of the protest movement, or elect its leadership. Like the democracy movement as a whole, it lacks any kind of basic democratic structures. The movement is directed and bankrolled by capitalist grantees, banking and tech CEOs, former politicians, generals and secret service chiefs. These representatives of the capitalist establishment, many with dubious democratic credentials, hide behind innocuous leaders with no political backstory, who have popped up to front the demonstrations. The slogan democracy is designed to be sufficiently abstract to appeal to the wider masses, while not threatening the profits of the capitalists. But the capitalist establishment is mobilizing the masses, because they do not have the power to rein in Netanyahu and his ultra-nationalist coalition partners. So Yair Lapid, the capitalist opposition leader, who had no time for workers' issues when he was prime minister last year, is calling on the Histadrut to call a general strike. But his party, yes at it, offers nothing to workers, who are being crushed by the cost of living crisis and rising mortgage payments. The Histadrut leadership is, in effect, being pressured by the capitalists to launch a general strike. The Histadrut should say, yes we will strike, but our strike will be the decisive factor in this movement. So from this point on, we will lead the movement and organize democratic debate and decision making within it to ensure that it fights for the interests of our members and other workers, rather than for the interests of sections of the capitalist class and the judicial establishment. This article was written on the 9th of July, before the 11th of July actions.